Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. The standoff at an Oregon wildlife refuge is officially over. Surrounded by FBI agents and armored vehicles, the final four holdouts have now given themselves up. Three of the occupiers surrendered this morning, but the last individual, 27-year-old David Fry, held out for another hour and a half. His tense phone call with Nevada State Assemblywoman Michelle Fiore was streamed live over the Internet.
I declare war against the federal government. As a citizen of the Constitution, or people of the Constitution, I declare war against the government right now.
The individuals were the last holdouts from a larger group that first seized control of the refuge nearly 5 weeks ago, demanding the government turn over the land to local control and release two ranchers imprisoned for setting fires. All the occupiers face federal felony charges of conspiracy to keep federal workers from doing their duties through force or intimidation. In Syria, U.S.-backed forces have taken over a former government airbase, which was long held by Islamist rebels. NPR's Allison Mews reports the U.S.-backed forces are now also getting help from Russia.
A long, inactive airbase north of Aleppo City is now under the control of the Syrian Democratic Forces. That's a U.S.-backed alliance dominated by Syrian Kurds. But in this battle, their support came from Russia. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says Russian warplanes carried out dozens of strikes in recent days on the Kurdish-led group's behalf. Activists say those forces also made gains against rebels in Aleppo City. These U.S.-backed forces are most active in northeast Syria, where the U.S. is helping expand an airbase. But their Syrian Kurdish leaders are also strengthening ties with Russia, and this week opened an office in Moscow. Allison Mews, NPR News, Beirut.
Democratic presidential candidates Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders will debate in Milwaukee tonight. Chuck Kernbach of Wisconsin Public Radio reports the contenders appear to be in a tight contest in that state.
A recent Wisconsin poll by Marquette University showed former Secretary of State Clinton with a slight lead over Vermont Senator Sanders. The Wisconsin presidential primary is nearly 2 months away, but Marquette political scientist Charles Franklin says tonight's debate could be useful for Democrats.
I think the upshot is a debate here in Wisconsin may mobilize voters a bit more and give a chance to look at both candidates, but it's unlikely to tip the balance unless one makes a mistake.
The Republican presidential candidates debated in Milwaukee in November. Wisconsin is expected to be a battleground state this fall. For NPR News, I'm Chuck Kornbach in Milwaukee.
Federal Reserve Board Chair Janet Yellen was on Capitol Hill for a second day, briefing lawmakers about the state of the economy. Yellen again cautioning the current global economic developments pose a risk for the U.S. economy, though she said it's still too early to know to what extent. Those risks weighed on Wall Street today. The Dow dropped 254 points. The Nasdaq was down 16 points. This is NPR. A House investigation into an incident at a long-closed mine in Colorado that sent toxic waste into rivers in three western states has found further evidence that government workers knew a spill was possible. U.S. Environmental Protection Agency official in charge of the site at the time of the August accident stated in an email he personally knew the mine could contain large volumes of water. An EPA cleanup crew accidentally triggered the spill during excavation work at the mine's entrance, sending 3 million gallons of water into rivers in Colorado, New Mexico, and Utah. Some of the water was found to contain high levels of arsenic, lead, and other toxic substances. A U.S.-led team of scientists has detected so-called gravitational waves coming from deep space. As NPR's Jeff Bromfield reports, the discovery marks a major milestone for researchers.
Gravitational waves are ripples in space and time itself. The existence of these waves was postulated a century ago by Albert Einstein, but building a detector that could actually see them took the development of lasers, electronics, and other modern technology. Saul Tucholsky is a theoretical physicist at Cornell University. He sums up what many in his field are feeling today.
Extremely excited. I mean, this is probably the most exciting episode in my professional career.
Researchers believe these ripples were caused by two black holes colliding. They hope they can now use their detector to study black holes and other massive objects in the universe. Jeff Brumfield, NPR News.
Oil fell another $1.24 a barrel today to close at $26.21 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Speer.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.